you
well,
say?
Well, you know, and the thing is it's important that you diagnose that early in life so
yeah.
that kids kind of have a better chance of learning.
We have a special guest, and that's the topic.
We do. Elizabeth Hochbergen is joining us this morning from Decoding Dyslexia, Iowa. Good morning. How are you, Elizabeth?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank
you. Haven't seen you for, what, about a year?
I think so.
Yeah, since last time you were promoting a thing that's coming up.
Right.
Well, now, is dyslexia a big mystery to people as it seems to be?
It would seem at times that it is, and that in and of itself is sometimes a conundrum because more funds have been invested in the research of dyslexia than any other learning disability. Furthermore, dyslexia is the most common learning disability. It is specifically a language disability rooted in neural difficulties with phonologic processing. It also often affects orthographic processing. So if you're dyslexic, the typical profile of the dyslexic individual, and of course, as with anything, no two individuals are exactly mm-hmm. the same, is they will generally be perfectly intelligent in their fluid reasoning abilities, which is the ability to understand new things and to respond to new situations and problem solve, along with good expressive vocabulary abilities. Many times they're good with conceptual math. Sometimes they're great artists or musicians, wonderful communicators, people-oriented. However, in conjunction with the sea of strengths, there will be an unexpected difficulty in areas like reading and spelling and written expression.
Is a symptom to get words backwards? That's what, I mean, that's the stereotype
that's what you always hear.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, much research, and we've had this research for at least close to 20 years, has proven that dyslexia is not a defect of the visual processing mechanisms in the brain. Now, a person can have dyslexia and also have stochastic sensitivities or have tracking difficulties. They're two separate issues, however. If you're dyslexic, you do not have a problem with the visual aspect. However, the typical seeing things backwards, developmentally that's reading things backwards, writing things backwards, that's developmentally appropriate through the end of first grade, and some people like to even say into second grade. However, people with dyslexia will tend to have trouble, some of them, not all of them, with the orientation of some letters and numbers past first and second grade, going into older grades. And that is dyslexia, which is a subset of dyslexia. Some dyslexics never have any trouble with reversals whatsoever. But dyslexia is not seeing things backwards at all.
You can tell this is not her first day at the circus.
No, I know. You know, we worked with a dyslexic engineer over at Brand X. Mm-hmm. And I could not understand how he could possibly do it, but he did his math. Instead of adding from right to left like we do mm-hmm. and carrying the numbers over, he added from left to right, and then he'd have to go backwards. And I go, well, why wouldn't you just start at the other side?
That explains why I got that electric shock with those headphones he wired up for me.
Speaking of
engineers.
There's
probably way too many jokes on this topic, I'm sure, that probably aren't appreciated.
Perhaps so at times. Speaking of engineers, it's very, very common for extremely talented engineers to be dyslexic because dyslexics tend to have superior visualization or visual spatial reasoning abilities as well as fluid reasoning abilities, particularly those who are on the higher cognitive end of the spectrum.
So would you say that you don't want to abolish dyslexia, just control it, or how does that work?
Well, if we were to abolish dyslexia, we would have to go back and kill Walt Disney, Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, and a bunch of others who we suspect were probably dyslexic. So, no, I would say instead, since science has now shown that dyslexia is as prevalent as 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 of the entire population. It's just that so many people who are mildly dyslexic, including legislators, doctors, engineers, lawyers, teachers, presidents of companies, have no idea they're dyslexic. But many of the strengths that they utilize to be successful in their field are due to the fact that dyslexics tend to have a stronger right hemisphere of the brain.
So many people are interested in this that you've got a conference, but you told me, gosh, it's full.
It's
Is that right?
Yes, actually, the teacher tract of the conference, the educator tract, sold out a couple of weeks before the actual conference, which is this Saturday.
Wow. So if there's somebody listening to us and we're really hitting home for them right now, what should they do? What do you recommend that they do, whether it's for them or their kids or whatever?
Well, I think the first place would be to gather some information. And Decoding Dyslexia Iowa, which is a wonderfully active group that I am privileged to be a part of, we have a great website, and that can be easily accessed at ddia.net. or decodingdyslexiaiowa.org. It's full, it's replete with great comprehensive information, and it will direct a parent or an educator into the path that they need to pursue to begin to get more information. There are a lot of great websites in addition to that, but many of those are listed right on that Decoding Dyslexia Iowa website.
What would a before and after story be for somebody that's realize they have dyslexia and then they do whatever it is that you would suggest, and how they come out of that? Do you get what I'm
Absolutely.
Asking about?
Actually, that's why my work doesn't feel like work. I'm a former teacher and principal, and now I own and operate about 5 learning centers, wherein some of the population we serve, their children with dyslexia, so have hundreds of the stories that you're referencing right now. So one would be a student being told at a young age, or the parent being told, your student will never read much past a 3rd grade level, and that student then being awarded at the 8th grade level after taking the Iowa assessments on his or her own for receiving one of the highest scores in the class, now getting straight A's in high school after going through an intensive multi-sensory structured language program.
Wow, that is amazing. How'd you learn all this?
Dyslexia caught me by surprise. I had no idea that I have dyslexia until about 13 years ago. And through the process of studying and learning more with our learning centers, I realized not only is it highly prevalent, but so many of the children we were seeing were evidencing indicators such as short auditory memory span. They have trouble remembering arbitrary information. They have trouble recalling facts and details.
So dyslexia. Does your dyslexia manifest itself today?
Yes, sir.
How? Okay. Some of those things you just mentioned?
Well, actually, anytime I go into a situation like this, I'm very nervous about remembering specific names or dates or locations because I'm very weak with that. So that's why you see here I have a few notes to reference because of that. But
we're the champion of weak on this program.
Dyslexia will manifest itself in many forms. It's very important to understand. It is not a reading disability. It is a language processing disability. Huh. Therefore, it will impact many things, including at the high school level, the ability to take notes while also comprehending what the instructor is saying.
I'll bet we have people that want to talk to you. I mean, is that possible? If listeners wanted to talk to you, have you got an email address or something? Or what? How could that happen?
Certainly. They're certainly welcome to do that. They're welcome to call our office at 641-780-7936.
Okay, give that number again slowly.
641-780-7936.
Very good.
And then, of course, we have the Decoding Dyslexia Iowa Facebook page, which is highly recommended. We are the ladies who man that post daily new information and supporting documentation for dyslexic parents concerned about the possibility that their child has dyslexia.
I think if anybody deserves a parting gift, it's this woman right
here.
Oh,
I think Elizabeth definitely deserves one. That's why we have one for her. Courtesy of Alexander's Photo, we have for you what's called a photo binky. It just fits on the back of your cell phone so that you can lean it back and be totally hands-free.
Tremendous time saving.
Thank you. And one thing I forgot to mention that I would be amiss in not saying, and that is October is Dyslexia Awareness Month. And so that's part of the reason why our conference is scheduled for this month. And we do encourage folks to pursue more information on it, particularly educators out there.
Thank you for taking the time to come in here. I'm sure you've probably helped some people just in the last 10 minutes here.
Thank you for having us on.
You bet. 8:47 now at WHO.
We need to talk Hy-Vee because they are having a very special deal where you can mix and match any of a number of meat items and get
Okay, now I want you to picture this, not far out there in a beautiful countryside.